give you reasons why she's still thinking about him. Do you know any of them? Episode number 85. Welcome to the Keep It 100 Girls Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Target. I get you dancing. Expect more and pay less at Target. Come on, what girl out there does not shop at Target? Are you looking to keep those 2017 resolutions, or have you screwed them up already? Here's some notable offers and inspiration from Target. Target is running 20% off all Champion and Spree home equipment. And lastly, you'll get 20% off all Chico baby gear. For those of you who are in hibernation this winter, Target is also offering 25% off bed and bath stuff. An additional 10% off using this promo code. Are you ready? It's called Home Stock Up. You can link to this week's deals right there on your mobile phone. You just look in the show notes by clicking the Target shopping link, and it will lead you to where you need to go. And if you're old school, just head on over to my website, ninababel.com/podcast, and you will get your shopping link right there. All right, peeps, welcome to another edition of the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. Well, we have a unprecedented, as in president, unprecedented week ahead. It's inauguration week here in D.C., and this is where the transfer of power, presidential power, becomes official from Obama to DJT. Friday is when it all happens. But I'm out of here. I'm out of here Wednesday. I'm taking the scenic route. If you followed my Wanderlust episode, that's episode number 66, you'll remember me saying this, that life is short and the world is wide. I don't see vacation as a luxury. You know, I was born to Wanderlust, and I've already bookmarked my trips for 2017, this being one of them. If there's one time that I don't want to be present here in D.C., which is not often, it's this week. And then I'll deal with the noise when I return here and adjust in some capacity for the next 4 years. So, if you're listening for the first time, welcome, welcome. This is a podcast where there's no judgment, no filters. And I mean for realsy. I keep it 100. I'm a straight shooter. I keep it real. I keep it true. On my podcast, I empower both women and men. Yes, you heard right. I did say men, because we both need to have open conversations in our lives with no filters. But I do it in a sassy but classy way. I want to make you all laugh, and you know what? I encourage you to use your voice with confidence. My passion, my purpose is totally dedicating to empowering women to tell your truths. I speak directly to the uninformed girl, woman, boy, man about all the codes, love codes, bro codes, sister codes, of love, sex, sexual health, relationships, in a funny, edgy, informative, unapologetic way. Are you ready to keep it 100? My hands are raised. How about yours? Are you ready to keep it 100?
Ready to keep it 100, girl.
Oh, Nina, I keep it 100, baby.
Yes, I'm ready to keep it 100.
I'm ready to keep it 100, girl.
You know I'm going to keep it 100.
In today's episode, all you guys out there are going to experience the wow factor. Like, wow, no, she didn't. So you've got someone else on the brain, don't you, huh? You don't like him like that either. Totally awkward. I already know the answer. But do you ever find yourself thinking about another guy when you're out on another date? Well, these lionesses confessed when they have been out on dates, they have thought of another guy, maybe an ex. maybe a random, maybe it's just somebody they're trying to hook up with, but nevertheless, we've all done it. These girls are not on the struggle bus of puddle moments either, meaning they're not, you know, playing that violin and going, no. These are regular, everyday, chill females, single, in a relationship, or otherwise. And if you're honest with yourself, you're going to realize you've probably done the same, so stop. Fellas, this is how we determine your rating and your ranking. Whether if you're going to automagically get the boot or even make it to the next round. But in these next clips, I check these ladies and their word. Gina's in her 20s and she keeps it real about innocently meeting someone while thinking of her home boo. Okay, tell me about a time where you were out with one guy, but maybe thinking about another one.
This past weekend, I was in Miami and like thinking about my at-home boo, but I was with a friend that was also out there, but not together, but like, we kind of met up. That's about it.
And what causes us girls to go back and still think of the other one you think?
When someone does something that reminds you of the person, but that person did it a lot better or like acted a lot differently with that situation. So you like, this person handled it a lot better. And it's like, you like kind of want that person more than this one.
So you're going to go back? Do you ever go back? You ever go backwards?
Actually, I don't believe in not going backwards. I feel like if something wasn't right, it may be fixed now. Like, I don't know. Like, it depends on... It always depends on the person, the situation, why it didn't work, and things like that. So I don't believe in, like, not going back 100% because I would probably backtrack.
Every girl can relate to the I don't like you statement. No explanation is needed, but Lisa says it wasn't anything. Until they started kissing.
I have. It was just an horrible situation. I was talking to a guy, we just probably talking for about 4 months, and he wasn't really giving me the green light as to what we were, and I'm not the type of person to ask, what are we? And I had like my first love at the time, who was then my ex. He invited me out, so I didn't look at it as anything, but of course, we went out for dinner, and then I ended in us kissing. And, you know, the whole time that was happening, I was just thinking about the other guy, and I was just like, this is horrible. And, of course, I had to tell him, yeah, I don't like you like that. You know, I used to, but no. So, I mean, I've definitely had it, and it's a horrible experience. Nobody wants to think of someone else while they're on a date with someone else, and nobody wants to be that person that just... Oh my gosh, it's just a horrible situation. It's horrible. I can't.
Next up is Vicky. She doesn't feel any how about it, especially when there's no commitment.
I mean, yeah, I've been in that situation where I'm out with someone and someone else is on the brain, but I don't really think it's that bad. I mean, it's just your thoughts. And in that situation, I wasn't necessarily in a relationship with either one, so I felt like I wasn't obligated to either person. I just liked one more than the other one. I don't really think that's a crime. I don't feel bad.
Why do you think your mind kind of wandered? Yeah.
I mean...
Did you miss something that probably...
Yeah, that's kind of what it was, you know, just comparing the one person's actions with another one and what kind of person they are. So that's really what it was, and it just wasn't there.
Unlike the rest, Tanya is level-headed with her response. There's really no gray area here. She says she's focused. She's singly focused on that one person who's sitting across the table from her. She has no peripheral vision going on. Just totally tunnel.
I'm very focused when I'm with people. So if I'm out with somebody, I'm still getting to that point where I have multiple options. Like, I'm very, like, I'm a focused person. So if I'm, like, out with that person, I like that person. I'm not going to think about or be with anybody else. I'm trying to get to that point where dating is more social for me, especially now. But right now, I don't think I'm, like, capable of it at this moment.
How about, like, do you find yourself ever comparing, perhaps?
Oh, yeah, comparing all the time. But that's, like, in, like with a notepad and like the person in my own room, like pros and cons of each one. Yeah, like this person is better because of this, you know, and stuff like that. But like if I'm on the date with that person, yeah, usually all I'm thinking about is like that person.
Well, there you have it. I'm here to tell you that you are not crazy. It happens to all us females. We do it all the time. All right, my story, size you up and compare you to the current stock. That is the current pool of dates and even the previous booze. It could be the littlest things from your diction, breath, book sense, teeth, intelligence, to the big things, right? Like your manners, your upbringing, your chivalry, your conversation, physical fitness, hobbies, relationship space, sex. I mean, I could go on and on and on. So on my show, be prepared to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, even if it's totally cray-cray or super embarrassing. For real, for real. We have those double rainbow conversations where I expose your vulnerabilities and take you on a journey through uncharted girl territory. I bring forward what you're thinking but not saying out loud. I mean, this helps me a lot. And especially you, because you can better understand and appreciate those embarrassing moments. Hey, it's therapy, right? That not just you, but Keep It 100 Girl Nation goes through on a regular. And remember, Keep It 100 means that you and I keep it real and true. I help you guys face the music. You're going to hear inspiring stories, dramatic situations from your love life, your sexual life, decisions, bad decisions, good decisions, but real emotional moments that are surprising and fun. And besides, I talk to you guys like I talk to my own girlfriends, right? The failures, successes, embarrassing choices, and aha moments. So if you want to share your story, drop me a line, maybe a question, a pitch about your own situation. You heard me right. Even if it's something really, really small, don't hesitate. But you can reply to this podcast or you could send me a quick email and you'll send it to ask@Nina, N-I-N-A, then Babel. That's Babe with an L, ninababel.com. And tell me what exactly is going on or even what you're struggling with right now. So Podpreneur School, guys, is officially open for enrollment. You could learn to podcast like an entrepreneur. This is an online course which teaches entrepreneurs how to repurpose their long-standing business as an expert in their field, as an influencer in a certain niche, and transform it into an audio format. This will not only help grow your brand, but it will help you grow your audience. And it's a great way to test any ideas that you're going to bring into the market in 2017. So you can formally register by visiting bit.ly/, and that's the forward slash that's above the enter button, FYI, PPD school. That's Peter Paul David School, and that's all lowercase. New episodes of the Keep It 100 Girls show drop every Tuesday on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, TuneIn Radio, Auto Radio, and iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. You're going to look for that purple podcast icon on your Apple phone. You guys with an Android, you're going to look for the Stitcher one. And either way, you're going to press that button and you are going to mash it up with a 5-star rating and review. Connect with me on social. You can use the handle @NinaBabel on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and you could even look for the Keep It 100 Girl Facebook page. That's my reel for this week. I will see you on Friday with my Keep It 100 moment. And if you follow me on social, I am releasing a new segment that's called the Keep It 100 Minute. You got to follow me @NinaBabel to find out more. I will keep it real and true in less than a minute. Smooches!